The Catholic Church is trying to manage its own problems of eroded trust with the resignation this week of Cardinal Bernard Law of Boston. Law's departure came after nearly a year of sordid revelations about sexual abuse by priests in his archdiocese. But the cardinal's departure does nothing to address the growing number of civil lawsuits brought by people who say they were victims of the abuse. And as NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, the Massachusetts Attorney General is also pursuing a criminal case against the church and its leaders.
If anything suggests that little has changed in the eyes of plaintiffs suing the archdiocese, it's this. Hours after the Vatican announced Cardinal Law's resignation, plaintiff's attorney Mitchell Garabedian said he would be filing dozens more lawsuits soon. He says it doesn't matter one bit whether Cardinal Law heads the church or not.
In terms of litigation, it doesn't affect how I go forward. Cardinal Law is still a cardinal, and if he's in Rome, and I have to go to Rome to depose him, I will go to Rome to depose him. If he's in Boston and he's available for deposition, I will depose him in Boston.
But Patrick Schiltz, dean of St. Thomas School of Law, who's defended churches in civil suits, says the resignation won't change the mechanics of the suits, but it will change the dynamics.
You're going to have plaintiff's attorneys standing up in court and saying, "You, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, need to return a huge verdict to teach this diocese a lesson." Now, what jury is more likely to return a huge verdict? A jury that is disgusted that Cardinal Law is still the Archbishop of Boston, or a jury that sees that he's lost his job over this, and that, in essence, a lesson has already been learned?
Father Thomas Rees, editor of the Catholic magazine America, believes the transition of leadership itself could slow the legal process. Until Law's permanent replacement is selected, the archdiocese will be run by one of his auxiliary bishops, Richard Lennon. Rees says it's not clear that Lennon could make major decisions, such as whether to make big settlements out of court.
Normally, a apostolic administrator is supposed to just keep things going and not change anything. And certainly paying out millions and millions of dollars is a radical change that will have an effect on the church for a long time.
Then there is the criminal investigation. This week, Tom Riley, the Massachusetts Attorney General, accused the archdiocese of running an elaborate scheme to cover up the abuse. Now, legal experts have said all along that it would be very difficult to win a criminal case in Massachusetts because the state has not had reporting requirements or child endangerment laws. So lawyers say prosecutors have few options. One is accessory to a crime after the fact. Patrick Schiltz says prosecutors won't be able to make that case against Law.
It isn't enough that you just don't report a crime. It isn't enough that you get out of the way and let the person commit the crime. You have to actually help the person commit the crime. You have to drive the getaway car, or you have to stand lookout outside the bank. And you have to do it because you want the crime to occur.
Former prosecutor Wendy Murphy agrees with that analysis, and she says Law's resignation could affect the attorney general's case against the church itself. Since the archdiocese is a corporation, it can be held criminally liable for wrongful acts by its employees. Murphy says Law's removal won't make it more difficult in a technical legal sense.
But it might make things a little bit more politically difficult for the attorney general because he might appear to be going after an innocent corporation once the apparent bad guy figurehead steps down.
But Murphy says prosecutors have one rather creative option, the law that holds officers of a corporation criminally liable for covering up misdeeds that harm others, particularly when the perpetrators are in positions of authority and trust.
It's an important tool for law enforcement in a case like this to go after those who, while they weren't actually raping children, were responsible for allowing the employees to do it over and over and over and over again.
One obvious question is why prosecutors don't charge Cardinal Law with obstruction of justice. Lawyers say even though the archdiocese has been turning over documents one page at a time, as one put it, that's not obstruction, and it would be difficult to prove that Law has intended to thwart a criminal investigation. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.